Welcome to Braided, helping you balance tradition in an untraditional world. This is a show where we gather and talk about all things faith, family, and business. I'm so glad you joined us. Hello, hello, you guys. Y'all have to forgive me. I'm in a little bit of a mess today. And I'm actually having to stream upstairs in our bedroom. So I don't have my mic on. It's been one of those days and I'm not feeling very well either. So I might not be on here as long as I normally am, but I wanted to come on here and just make sure that we did an Advent study today, especially since I did not come on over the weekend. So forgive me. Again, I'm just not feeling well. And so forgive me if even just like I stumble over my words or anything like that. But I'm going to try to push through because this is super important to me. Say hello. Let me know that you are on. And let's just dive in, you guys. I hope y'all had a wonderful weekend. So day 5, addition, subtraction, and multiplication. Today's reading, Luke 5. Other passages to ponder. John answered, "It's not possible for a person to succeed. I'm talking about eternal success. Without heaven's help, that's why my cup is running over. This is the assigned moment for him to move into the center while I slip off to the sidelines." And while I'm at it, let me just double check the audio is working. I think we're good. Okay. Yeah, because that's one of the reasons why I'm upstairs. My audio and camera were not working on the computer downstairs. It was a disaster. And so I rushed up here because we have a computer up here. And so, but I didn't bring my mic. So anyway, looks like we're good on audio. Okay. So, that was John 3:27-29-30. Matthew 14:19-21 is another verse she tells us that we could read. Then he told the people to sit down on the grass. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven and blessed them. Then breaking the loaves into pieces, he gave the bread to the disciples who distributed it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. About 5,000 men were fed that day, in addition to all the women and children. Matthew 14:19-21. Off to one side sit a group of shepherds. They sit silently on the floor, perhaps perplexed, perhaps in awe, no doubt in amazement. Their night watch had been interrupted by an explosion of light from heaven and a symphony of angels. God goes to those who have time to hear him. And so on this cloudless night, he went to simple shepherds. Max Licato. We all live in the tension of the now and the not yet. Every single one of us has things we long for and dream about. And that's a good thing most of the time. Jesus invites us to ask, seek, and knock. He teaches us to be relentless in prayer. He is, after all, the God of the impossible, the God of multiplication, and the God who makes the way where there is no way. But sometimes we believe our dreams, accomplishments, and possessions will finally fill the void in our hearts or validate the need for acceptance in our souls. Eventually, we lay hold of some of those things and find them sorely lacking. Still, we hope, we dream, we think that one day things will be different. But we have Jesus's presence today. We have access to the very throne room of heaven today. We're so deeply connected to the Father's heart that He delights in every single detail of our lives, even at Christmas time. Through His fatherly eyes of love, I'm sure God aches as He watches us rush to and fro like the rest of the lost world, rehearsing our way through our stressed out task list as if we're somehow obligated to add stress and subtract rest simply because it's the holiday season. Alan Fanling once joined me on my radio show and asked this thought-provoking question. If we follow an unhurried Savior, what should the pace of our lives be? Contrary to popular opinion, all bets aren't off during the holidays, unless you want them to be. What if He simplified your season enough that you and your family could feel both blessed and at rest? What if you reduced your list of could-dos to a healthy number of should-dos and then offered them up to the one who longs to meet with you? What if you practice some restraint in your spending? Maybe give a sacrificial gift to a family in need in your community. The holidays will be over before you know it, but for those who walk intimately with Jesus, who follow His lead, enjoy His company, and keep His pace, for them the kingdom comes. One day, while Jesus preached on the shores of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on Him to listen to the word of God. Jesus noticed two empty boats at the water's edge. One boat belonged to Peter. Jesus stepped into that boat, and they pushed out into the water. Once Jesus had finished speaking, He told Peter, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." Peter was a seasoned fisherman. He knew the drill, but he was getting to know Jesus and learning to trust Him. Peter replied to the Lord, "We worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing, but if you say so, I'll let the nets down again." Imagine the scene. Peter's got a 5 o'clock shadow. He probably smells. He's tired. He's already gone through the motions too many times to count. But with Jesus, subtraction precedes multiplication. Humility precedes honor and breakthrough. Jesus led the disciples out to the deep and asked Peter to try again. So Peter humbly took a deep breath, exhaled, and tried again. This time, their nets were so full of fish, the fishermen's nets began to tear. They weren't prepared for such a catch. I'm not much of a cook, but I know there's a process called reduction whereby you thicken and intensify the flavor of something by allowing it to simmer or boil. You may start with 2 cups of liquid and end up with 1/4 of a cup. Every serious Christ follower I've ever met has gone through a season or process of reduction. The not-so-serious Christian may hop out of the pan with the temperature rises, but for those who humbly follow Jesus through those seasons of refinement, they will see God do a miraculous work in and through them. Trust Jesus, even though He reduces you. Understand that He is in the process of increasing you, of adding to your spiritual credibility and multiplying your impact on the world. Notice that the fishermen caught so many fish that their trusty nets tore. Stress is part of growth. It's part of the multiplication process. When God grows you and increases your influence, you will feel stretched beyond your ability, but God is with you. What to do? Look what Peter did. He called in reinforcements. God designed us to make this journey alongside others. We'll never become all we can be apart from deep, abiding friendships with others, but you'll never fully realize your need for intimate friends who will shoulder your burden until you're in a position to steward a calling that's bigger than you are. Peter was so awestruck by the catch that he was suddenly aware of his humanity. He asked Jesus to leave his presence because God's glory felt too holy for Peter's story. But Jesus knew exactly what He was doing and whom He was using. It's the same with us. When God does a new thing in us, the enemy is often right there to accuse us of our weakness, our past, and our frailties. But these are precisely why we need a Savior. Praise God, we have one. Often we think that when God moves us from subtraction to multiplication, we'll finally feel the validation our hearts imagine. But the converse is true. Most times when God promotes us, new levels of insecurity arise within us. Promotions and increase don't solve anything for us in the way of identity, but they allow us to address some of the world's problems when we're willing to steward them by faith. As we journey through this Advent season, may we remember that we live in a world of overindulgence, overcommitment, premature multiplication, and shortcuts almost always led to compromise. What if we did something otherworldly this season? What if we slowed our pace and reduced our intake? What if we instead took in the sights, the scents, and decided to be fully present this season? What if we gave God time and space to speak to us about our needs, our hopes, and his intentions towards us? Now's a perfect time to ponder anew that first Jesus came as a baby, but next he'll return as a king, and he knows your name. There's a way to enjoy the beauty of this season and encounter the living Savior. Instead of numbing your pain and setting aside your heartbreak until after the holiday season, give your burdens to Jesus as you celebrate him this Christmas. Ask him to show you what he's subtracting from you, that he may add and multiply his influence in you. Christmas is the perfect time to receive a prophetic word from the living God about your very real life. This is why he came. To seek and save the lost, to destroy the works of the devil, and to transform you into someone you never dreamed you could be. Prepare him room. Jesus, forgive me for resisting. You're refining work in my life. You're always good, only good. I can trust you. I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you through this season. You show me what you're after in me. Remove from my life anything that hinders my progress in you. I'm made for more. I know it. Increase my capacity for you. Amen. Ask the Lord about your fast today. From worry, fear, overeating, etc. Consider subtracting that thing from your life as a way of life. Prayerfully reflect also on what he wants you to add: worship, rest, fellowship, generosity, etc. Now ask God what he wants to multiply: your prayers for your kids, your offering, your spiritual growth, your insight, your faith. Write down your thoughts along with a prayer, inviting God to do a great work of subtraction, addition, and multiplication in your life. I love this so much. And so I want to encourage y'all to prayerfully consider everything she talked about. I mean, there is so much noise that can be in our everyday, whether it's social media or TV or even music. I mean, you know, and I've talked about this before, that when we say no to things, we have to consider everything, like even good things. And so I want to bring this up because I went through a season of fasting from even like women's events, like conferences and things like that, because I had found myself in a position where I was only feeling quote unquote spiritual if I was attending one of those events. And so I wanted to really just focus on my personal relationship with God. And so in doing that, I just focused on the relationship and I set everything else down. And so even with praise and worship music, like I know so many people who only feel the Holy Spirit if they're listening to good praise and worship music, and where that's not bad. Praise and worship music is not bad, you know, within itself. What can be bad is when that becomes an idol for us. And so I want you to just prayerfully consider the things that you need to set down, that you need to subtract in your life in order to see that multiplication. When she talks about look up, she says, consider subtracting that thing from your life as a way of life. Prayerfully reflect also on what he wants you to add. So for me, when I subtracted some of those other spiritual things that aren't bad in themselves, he asked me to add more time with him, more silent time with him, which is what I now call silent prayer with him. So I added more of that. And y'all, the multiplication that has happened in my relationship with him and my growth and just the things that he has set me free from, like the multiplication that happened in my life was freedom. Like I got so much more freedom, and just so much, my relationship with him just grew deeper. And so that's just an example of how to do this and what to do. And that piece of hair is driving me crazy. ask him what needs to be set aside for now, or as a lifestyle. I mean, it might, if it's something really bad, you know, if you need to set aside drinking or smoking or overindulging on eating, you know, consider those things as a lifestyle. But ask him what needs to be subtracted from my life and what do I need to add in exchange for that. And then you're going to see fruit. You're going to see that multiplication. So I hope that that blesses y'all today. I hope that you guys get some value from that. And I will talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. Please visit us at www.braided.faith and find us on all social media platforms under Crystal Addis or Braided Faith. We look forward to connecting with you.